Welcome to the Awaken Your Truth podcast. We are your hosts, Katie
and Ginny. Join us as we connect to the truth of who we really are, the eternal energy of joy, love, and peace.
Together with you, we will expand the awareness of what is possible and create a new way of being beyond the mind to experience more
joy, joy, joy. Joy. Welcome to Awaken Your Truth. Katie and I have a really kind of mismatch fun follow-up episode for you. It's going to be a whole bunch of things. And we're also going to share about our 9-month program coming up called Awaken Your Truth starting in February. But as always, first, Katie, what's a joyful moment for you?
Well, I have to share the one that you've already heard.
Okay. Double joy.
Double joy. We are in Panama and Tom and I were out for a beach walk. And I'm sure you've heard me mention before that he really loves fishing. And we'd been out for a good couple hours and he hadn't caught a fish yet. And I was just having fun on the beach. And Ginny and I were texting about Awaken Your Truth and really feeling the bubbles of excitement. And I was in so much joy thinking, here I am out on the beach and I'm, quote, working. I just felt so excited about that. And then I looked at my phone. Oh my gosh, it's almost 11:11. So I jogged over to where Tom was in the surf to show him 11:11 because I thought he'd like that magical moment while he's fishing.
Oh my God, this is amazing. I didn't know that.
I stepped into the surf and there was this beautiful pink scallop shell, like the ones that Venus is rising out of in the famous painting, beautiful big pink right there. And I'm showing him 11:11 while I find this shell and he looks at 11:11 and catches a fish in that moment. We were like, what? And I had a video of this for Ginny. It was like my seashell and his fish in this 11:11 magical moment. And sometimes I say to Tom, like, oh, wasn't that just so magical about experiences? And he says, I guess. But this time when I said, wasn't that magical? He was like, yes, that was magical.
Oh, that is even better than when I first heard it.
So fun.
Yes. And I love how you get to share the magic with each other. And I'm going to highlight how your excitement isn't diminished by his lack of excitement or acknowledgement.
Oh yeah, no way.
Yeah. Which takes practice, but it's here and it's so much fun to be able to feel that freedom, no matter what your partner or your friends are experiencing. You get to stay and you're like, this is so fun. This is so exciting. This is magical. Yeah.
Exactly. And what is your joyful moment, Ginny?
Well, I have to say my joyful moment is I was told I was getting a surprise last week and I didn't really know what it was. One of my options was that Lee was going to surprise me with a visit from Katie. But it wasn't that. Last time Lee told me he was coming home with a surprise, he brought home a bike. And so I really had no idea. And he brought home a kitten. Oh, and we have a brand cute little kitten. We named him Benny and he's adorable and he's bopping around everywhere. And I've never had like a kitten before and they are just pure joy. It's so beautiful.
Oh, his energy is magical, joyful, pure fun, pure play, pure in the moment. And I just don't know how you get anything, quote, done anymore because I would just be watching Benny all day long.
Yes, that's what I do. And he even likes to help with my work and is on my computer and you're typing and he's all over your hands and you're, you know, anything. And it's really adorable. Yeah.
So good.
So much joy.
So I think one of our first follow-ups that we have alluded to is creating a new holiday experience with family. Yes. And we did first discuss this before Thanksgiving and touched on it a little bit. And maybe I'll just share one of my favorite moments that occurred during Thanksgiving with my family, because I spent Christmas in Colombia with Tom. Yeah. He is my family, but we'll talk about my bigger, wider family. Well, first, I think I mentioned that it was just the best Thanksgiving ever in terms of the fun, the joy, the dancing, the sledding, the eating, the cards, the, of course, the murder mystery, everything. But one super amazing thing that happened is I think the night before everyone was leaving, you know how sometimes in at nighttime when you're a little sleepy and maybe your inner being is going to sleep and your mind is more active? My mind was had this story of like, how are we ever going to clean up this house that we rented? Isn't this fun? Because it was a house that belonged to one of my friends, and another friend of mine was the cleaners. And we'd completely made the house our own, moving furniture and putting this here and that there. And my mind popped in with, how are we going to get this done by checkout tomorrow? Because I knew she had new renters coming in. And of course, I did have a little bit of my inner being awake, and they were like, just ebb tai chi this. It's going to go easily, it's going to flow. And what was so much fun, I could let that go and relax about it and just trust that everything was going to work out even better than I ever could have imagined. The next day, Tom and I show up to have coffee and to play a little cards. But then my niece Amara said, well, how about if we just clean up and put everything away first? And then we can like really enjoy ourselves playing cards. And I'm like, Amara, yes.
Didn't
So
even come from you. That's amazing.
no. No, and everybody just started pitching in. And what I thought was so fun in the ebb tai chi moment is my brother told this corny joke that he said my mom used to say, where a pastor is in a room with his congregants and he asks, in a light bulb's in between them, and he asks everyone to hold hands, and the light bulb turns on. And he says, many hands make light work. So my brother told, and I was like, this is the moment. Everybody is just chipping in to do this. We had everything put back and cleaner, probably than it was, nicer than when we arrived. I'm like, this is how it can be, rather than the mind worrying about how it's going to come together. So
Or
I was
you
just in
waking up in
so,
the mo morning
oh.
and trying to, control everyone and tell everyone what to do and
Yeah.
make sure this gets done and make sure this gets done.
Which, okay, I'm just going to say that is a former version of myself
I knew
that
it.
would
I'm
have
like,
been.
that's old Katie.
That's old me, where I would have been like, okay, guys, we got to get this done. And you do this and you do this and you do this. Like the bossy controlling, I got this under control, right? But that doesn't feel aligned with who I am anymore. I want easy. I want flowy. I want joy. I want fun. And that's how it unfolded.
That's so
So that
amazing.
was a new experience for me.
Me too. Okay, so one of my ebb tai chi experiences, I'm going to share this because it was totally ebb tai chi, and my mind had a fear and had a worry about it. So we have
Ooh.
some family traditions in terms of my mom, my dad, and my brother, my immediate extended family are different. They have some traditions that don't like light up what Lee loves to participate in. And so I remember this like when we were first getting together, and just this idea, the fear, oh no, what if he doesn't fit in the family? Or, that thought comes in terms of spending time. Of course, it's just a thought. And so this Christmas, we were very intentional about prioritizing like what we needed to feel grounded and taken care of in terms of where we're staying and how we're spending time. And there was one family tradition that was, everyone was expected to be a part of. And Lee was like, nah, it doesn't feel good for me. And so I'm like, okay, like I 100% respect that and feel amazing about that. But I'm worried about what my mom is going to think about that. And so I asked myself like, okay, well, I do want to be a part of this. So Lee's going to do what he wants, I'm going to do what I want, and I was on my way over there, and I could feel the mind like
Oh my
trying to take over,
gosh.
and a little bit of anxiety of like what's going to happen. And I did the practice. I'm like, nope, it's let's just ebb tai chi it. This is going to be better than,
Oh
like don't
my
try to think
gosh.
about how it's going to go either way. Just be present.
Okay, can we pause for a second? Because we're both sharing circumstances in which our awareness of the mind's old ways of jumping to future fears popped up, and we had a choice to say, no, that's not the truth
It doesn't
necessarily.
have
It
to
doesn't
be the
have to
truth.
be like, it doesn't have to be the truth. Can I just release and allow? Can I release and allow and ebb tai chi it? Like, how fun that we both had that. Okay, continue.
And I think the biggest part of that is the like, I can release this without putting a new expectation on it.
So good. It's expectation free. It's outcome free. It's just release and allow.
Yeah, so I didn't need to say it's going to be fine. It's going to be good. It's going to be
Oh,
okay. People are going to feel good. I was like,
it's
it's
so
just,
good.
it'll just be ebb tai chi. I don't know what that means right now.
I'm just saying it feels so good
Yeah.
to hear that.
And I got, I arrived and it was pure acceptance, pure joy, pure love. We had so much fun and it was the energy was all better than I could have imagined for everybody involved. And it was such a like confirming experience of how important it is to honor what you need, what your people around you, what every individual needs is
Yes.
best for the whole.
I love the way you said that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh,
Yeah.
amazing.
So And then, okay, so the next thing we wanted to talk about was shoulding. Oh, yeah.
Ebb
Shoulding
Tai
all
Chi
over
the
it.
should out of
Ebb
it.
Tai
When
Chi.
I was describing pre-trip to the jungle with a whole list of shoulds that I'd received and all the shoulds that Tom and I had not thought to even address beforehand. So I will say I have shared on a couple different places. I made a movie about this on my YouTube channel. If you want to see what the Colombian jungle looks like, it's
Yeah, it's so
no,
great.
Katie Harrison shares joy. Thank you, Ginny. And then my other podcast, I actually asked Tom to be a guest speaker on to share some other fun expansions that happened on that trip. And that's Awaken Your Glow. So I do go into more detail about it on those two different media platforms, but I'll share some of the fun things that happened right now. We were able to find luggage storage. That was something that we were supposed to not have with us. We were able to find rain gear for like $3, which was amazing. And we did need that. And we didn't get sick from the bugs. There
Got
were lots of
sick.
bugs. Yeah, there were lots of bugs. No big deal. Nobody got sick. But what was so fun for me is that I was going with Tom to support him. I was going because he wanted to do this. And I'm like, oh, that sounds like a fun adventure. But what blew my mind is that this trip was ebb tai chi for me. In my own soulful, spiritual ways that I never could have imagined. And it was ebb tai chi for Tom, and it was ebb tai chi for us co-creating. But one of the coolest things that happened is our host came with us to this eco hotel because there's no way we could have stayed at this place on our own to help us out there. And they met us at the place where we were to take our first boat. And our dear friend Bailey will love this because the host boyfriend, Carlos, was wearing a pineapple shirt. And I was like, oh, you have to be kidding me. I was like, thank you, Bailey, for that.
Oh, you should see. I forgot to show you what I got for Christmas from Bailey.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So that happened. And then in our first conversation with when I was talking to Carlos, he was talking about island time or something, how we'd have to wait for our boat. And I was like, well, time isn't real anyway. And he said, that's right. It's always the now. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
And
and I
so,
want to highlight here too because part of your excitement was like you're just so free to share these things without any fear of like what people think of you. So you can say time isn't real to a stranger and be totally fine with
And that opened the door to
Open.
this connection. And he also studies A Course in Miracles. Like, that was one of the things we first talked about. And he said, it's no accident that we are here together. Like, we're drawn here together for this experience. There's no other guests at this lodge. It's just Tom and I in this situation. One of the craziest things, and Jenny knows this, is that the universe and source and my inner being are consistently giving me an image of a hot air balloon rising. Like, you vibration rises and creates anew. When you are free of fear, when you're free of the shoulds and conditioned beliefs, your vibration raises and you are creating anew. You're creating a new world. And so I often get this image of rising in a hot air balloon just because it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And Carlos that night at dinner says he would like to share an experience that he had in Egypt. And he opens up his camera roll on his phone, and it's a hot air balloon trip that he did. And he's in a hot air balloon looking down at all these other hot air balloons rising underneath him above Luxor, I think Luxor in Egypt. And what was so nuts is it's the exact vision that I've been getting for my word of the year art. I was like, what? I was like, okay, this universe is unreal. So that was just the beginning of this trip where I thought this is my expansion too. This is my Ebb Tai Chi too. I'm not just here to support Tom. I'm here to co-create in joy and love and connection and peace. And wow, it was incredible.
I love the example of when you totally let go, you get everything you could have asked for, plus more. Like, we can trust our partner or whoever we're creating with that we don't have to say and decide and define everything we want, that we can trust that it will be created divinely when we stay in our space of alignment, when we stay in our present moment.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. I love the way they said that. When you're just open and allowing and aligned and co-creating with source. Because my mind never could have said, I would like to have an experience where I meet a spiritual student and he shows me on his phone. Like, no, that's never would have even popped in.
I this is coming up to share too, and it's related slash unrelated, but Christine, who does the word of the year artwork often for many of our women, shared with me something the other day. She was like, I was working on this piece of art, and it was, it had different colors and lights and darknesses and images. And she's like, I wasn't quite feeling it, but she sent me a picture of what she did. And then she's like, and then I wanted to tune into source, and I pulled a card, like I pulled, the card decks that people will use. And it was identical to what she had created. And I'm like, this is magic. Like, the alignment that is here for us in non-physical or whatever, however you name that magic is so real. And your story of when your inner being gave you an image, and then this person gave you it, showed you the image,
Oh my
like,
gosh.
this is alignment. And it's everywhere. It's everywhere when we're open and we're in the now and we're paying attention.
Oh my gosh. And just, Christine Boris, let's mention her name. I'll put a link to her website in our show notes too, because
Okay, beautiful.
everyone should know Christine.
So will you put the link into like your YouTube, the other podcast,
Yeah,
Christine?
I'd
Yes,
love
amazing. Okay.
to. Oh, how fun. Okay.
Now, I would really love to give more energy and space when we share about Awaken Your Truth. So I know we're a little bit
Oh,
about
yes.
out of this episode's time. And so let's save that for next one.
Let's save it for our next one. And let's say one little thing, how we feel. We are new. We're creating anew. We're expanding like who we are after our experience. Well, going through Awaken Your Truth three times, but also just awakening. Like how, what is the energy you feel? How are you living? How would you describe that?
I feel absolutely, undoubtedly, undeniably free.
I know. It's so like the energy of freedom, being free of fear, being
Of
free
fear.
of shoulds, being free of who we thought we were because we took on identities based on maybe what people told us. Like free of all of that to consciously choose to create our reality in joy, love, and peace. You can't really put it into words, but this is the most transformative. Like it's
It
beyond this
really
idea of
is.
what a human can be, if that makes
Yes.
sense.
And it's taken years of practice to get here. And it's different. It's come kind of really, it's become really clear and really evident for me in the past few months that this is like the sense of like, oh, it's here. Like, I have
It's here.
arrived.
It's, oh my gosh.
And yeah. And it, it sometimes, and I want to share because sometimes people think it's going to be this mind-blowing event or moment or something. You wake up and you feel it, but it's so gradual. And then one day you're just like, oh, holy crap, it's
Oh,
here.
holy
Like,
crap. And it's the consistency. The
it is.
consistency of
Yeah.
choosing, the consistency of connecting, the consistency of aligning. Yes.
So wherever you are on your path, like if you're pulled to this, like you know on some level that the freedom, the absolute freedom is possible for you. We are here to say it is. It is, and keep going or keep being, keep practicing. Yeah, it's so
No,
awesome.
it's possible. No,
No, it's
trust, it's
possible.
possible.
Yeah.
Trust. Oh, it's so good. Oh, we'll have so much more to talk about next
Yes, we
time.
will. Amazing. Well, thank you for sharing with us today, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
We so appreciate you sharing this space and co-creating with us.
We'd love to hear from you.
If you have any questions or shares, send us a message on our website, awakenyourtruth.love.
We can't wait to connect more.